I can hear the great goodness of like, oh yeah, she's back. Well, fuck you, I'm back. Gee, where should I begin? If there was something much to tell, honestly, but not really, you know. Besides, my sister finally going back into town, because, well, school. Funny enough. So it kind of got me into the place where, like, I'm now staying at home myself, and I'm like, yeah, good stuff. Now I'm at home alone. Home alone. Oh, yeah. The Christmas is coming, innit? Home Alone. The great movies. So, yeah. The 1st of September, I actually took my sister out to, well, her school. Because, like, the school event and shit. And I was like, do I really have to go? And she's like, yeah, you have to go. So, besides her, bit of breakdown, because she took out, like, a bunch of clothes from town and she brought it over here, and just like a day prior to her going to the school, she was like, I've got no fucking clue what to wear. And I'm like, chill your tits. So this little lady does not understand the concept of chill your tits. So basically she was going absolutely berserk and emotional and crazy, going like, I don't know what to wear, I don't have the right skirt, I don't have this, I don't have that. And I'm like, can you not? And she just went crazy about, like, how she wanted to go into this, like, kind of, like, 1st of September in the same outfit she went last time. And I'm like, babe, no. No. And basically, with all her, like, crazy going off, I made her go make some tea, chill the fuck down. And I rummaged through my clothes and I got, like, a properly, like, you know, fine dress. Because she said, like, the only thing, like, during this event is, like, everything has to be black and white. And I'm like, okay. So I got the black dress and I dressed her up nice and chic. And, like, even, like, pulled out, like, my own kind of, like, accessories and everything else. Slapped it on her. Worked out well. I actually really enjoyed how she looked. And as crazy as I am, I actually sent the photos to some of my friends, lady friends, to approve. They approved. They said that I did a good job. Yeah. Pats on the back for myself. Did a good job. So, with all of that, I only had one thing throughout all that event that kind of pissed me off. Her classmates. I mean, there's some decent human beings, like there's like two friends she has in her class and they're nice. And yeah, the one thing that you're genuinely not really happy about is that everybody's like, you know, speaking as they speak with somebody that's older, like that tone of voice, that like, you know, appreciative like thing. And I'm like, can you not? It's not that I feel old, or it's not that I'm not older than you guys, it's just that it feels weird. Like, I'm just too used to my sister just, like, endlessly swearing and, like, telling me shit, and now all of a sudden you guys, like, in between yourselves are telling shit and swearing like truckers, and then you turn to me and you're like, oh, sorry, la la la, and I'm like, shut it, just keep on with it, it's better that way, so that I don't have to, you know, like, pretend to be grown up and shit. So that went well, but her other classmates that I met during the time when they had to stand outside and everything else, I truthfully wanted to punch these fucking teens in the face, because there's one other girl that shares the same name as me, and whenever my sister would be just, you know, like, staring my direction because I was next to her, and she was calling me out, like, you know, by my name. It's going like, hey, should we do this? Should we do that? Like, what are we doing afterwards? And these twats who were standing just like two steps away from me, like up front, they were just like, you know, like turning around, like one third, looking at us, like whispering shit, and just genuinely being like fucking twats. That's what they fucking are, twats. So, like, they're all dressed up like, you know, like, you know, that type of girls that's like all dressed up and like, you know, not necessarily a chav, but not too far from it. And I'm like, oh, that just, I mean, yeah, I grew up in this country. Yeah, like I went to school in this country, but there's like, you know, in every fucking country, there's chavs, you know, like British chavs, and they're similar to here, but just a bit different. But you know how in school you've got like, you know, the quiet kid, like the ostracized kid, the black sheep of the family, and then you get, you know, the cool kids, and then you got the bitches. So apparently those, like, that trio of, you know, although they dressed okay, and one of them actually, like, kind of inside of my head, I complimented for the style, because like I like that shit. But apparently the three of them are the biggest bullies in her class, and they're the ones freaking taking a fucking piss out of her all the fucking time. And I'm like, damn. Like, if only I were like 10 years younger, I would slap their bitches across the fucking hall. Like, that's because my little sister, she then told me like what exactly is going on in her class and how she's being bullied a lot, and how these specific girls are the ones like starting bullshit and acting this and that, and like it's not nice. And of course in front of the teacher they're all like, you know, pretending to be nice and shit, but then when the teacher's gone, like they're like, you know, moving her things and like throwing her things and like you know, verbally abusing her. And like she doesn't really want to talk to teachers about it, and I'm like, oh. Like, honey, do you want to do it like by the book, which is like go to the teachers, explain them the situation, and try to get the teacher to reprimand it? Or do you want me to go by the old school laws of the 90s, because that shit's gonna, it's gonna blow, bitch. Like on the level of like, do you want me to go and talk to them? And she's like, no, not now. And I was like, sure, whenever you tell me, I'll be there. So kind of funny. And now they have this kind of like the whole thing where they have to go on a school trip like this week Friday, and my sister is not like really willing to go, because like, you know, school trip with your classmates that are fucking, you know, fucking around with you. And I'm like, how about I go with you? And she's like, yeah, but there's like teachers, and she doesn't know if like, you know, the grown-ups are allowed and shit. So today I spoke with my mom going like, hey, so that's and that's happening. And my mom's like, I was actually quite amused by how my mom just went with like, yeah, you should go there, like I'll try to get the teacher's number and call her and just like, you know, ask if you can go, and if you can go, freaking do it. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. And mother was like, so like, knowing you, you'll just, you know, keep him in check. And I was like, keep him in check? And she's like, yeah, you know, you'll get him to, you know, take it down a notch, you know, maybe cry a little. I'm like, whoa. Like, shit, I know, like, when it comes to my brethren, I'll fucking kill. But, like, it's like, who in this country is gonna help me, you know, like, hide the bodies of, like, teenage kids with their fucking parents seeking for them? Troublesome. But, yeah, like, making them cry, just like without like physically abusing them, just verbally enough for them to feel like shitty. Let me at it. I'm ready to go.
Start some shit.
But yeah, we'll see how it works out. Well, besides that, I got fucking flu again. Because just at the start of September, like, you know, first 2 days, like the weather just like dropped. Like, it was nice and sunny, and it was like pretty warm, and it was like, you know, 18 degrees Celsius outside, and then a kapoof. Now, during the day, it's plus 10. And during the night, sometimes it's minus 5. And I'm like, how the freak we went there? Like, that's a bit too, you know, drastic. But then again, you know, global warming and, you know, issues and stuff. And I'm like, though not surprised. So, yeah. And with all of that, I was like, yeah, weather is cold. Cold as balls outside, ladies. So, yeah, so that all made me just like wear my favorite shit that I love to wear, which is freaking coats. I love coats. And apparently, locally, my coats are deemed something on the level of like, what the hell is she wearing? I cannot explain what kind of like mixed up fashion from UK I got like in myself. And I just look like I'm an outsider. Not that I mind it. It just something like even today and like yesterday when yesterday me and my sister went out to get me some smoking liquid because this bitch needs smoke. And there was like a bunch of people just looking at us, and I'm like, I don't give a shit. I'm just freaking in my, I'm in my coat. Like, yeah, it's oversized. It's quite, you know, pastel colors. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, it looks pale, just like me. Like, I'm not gonna say much about my freaking complexion, bro. Like, but yeah, like, fuck off. Like, at least it's warm. Like, it keeps me warm. I love being all nice and toasty inside my clothes. So piss off. And then today I went like and wore one of my like favorite like coats. It's like Jasper Conran one, and it's like it looks like a fucking dress. That's what it looks like, and it's really fancy, and that's why I like it. It's kind of like dark purple and black, and it just goes fucking well with me. So basically, like I went with that, and I felt like a bad bitch. That was so nice. And apparently my vibe just kind of caught off guard a bunch of people because there was like people already like in this puffy coats and like, you know, like a mix of like midsummer, mid-autumn, like what the fuck are you wearing? And like local fashion here, bro, like we have issues. We genuinely have issues. Like the people, like we don't really have much selection to begin with, but the things that people wear is just sad. It's sad to look at. But the only thing today, when I went to grab some food, was basically like the two guys like that passed by on the other side of the street. One was with like absolutely marvelous, like magenta color hair. I fucking love that. He was like all dressed in black, you know, the hoodies, the bit of oversized clothing, and I think they were from the art school. And I was like, oh my people. Because at some point I did go to this art school, and that was nice. And like that very, very bright magenta, like freaking caught me off guard. I was like, oh my god, that's just hot. Like for a minute there, I was like, oof, some people know style. That's nice. And yeah, the rest of it was just me going around and just like looking at some girls that are just like, you know, that look like a hoochie. Those little moments when you look at some girls and you know the only thing they talk about is chisme, you know, like endless chisme, like, you know, drama, gossip, whatever, you know, doesn't stop. And I'm like, that's not cool though. Like they have no fucking interest in something. So yeah, finally got myself some pretty good coffee from, I wonder why. I just genuinely wonder why. Like, whenever I go to local cafes, yeah, they have decent coffee, but I wouldn't say they have really good coffee. But for some damn fucking reason, whenever I go to petrol station, the petrol stations have the best coffee. Like, and the options of, like, mixing shit up together and stuff like that is kind of, you know, like, Starbucks or, like, New York cafe kind of, you know, kind of shit. Where you have, like, lots of, like, you know, extra syrups to add, or like, you know, sprinkle some cinnamon on top, or like chocolate or whatever, and it's nice. But like most other cafes, they don't have that fucking option. Makes sense why I don't really go to local cafes. They have the same fucking coffee and shit. Sad stuff. And, like, yeah, I just, like, enjoyed some sun outside whilst it was quite, you know, the autumn vibes of, like, dreary cold and shit. Like, it was good. So, that's that. And I still got, had to go and grab myself some meds. Because my flu is not done yet with me, apparently. Like, but I'm expelling that bitch, like, trying to just exercise it out of me. Fucking exorcistic shit. Anyway. Besides that, once I got home, I decided that it's damn time to, like, yeah, put away all the summer clothes and get out all the autumn clothes and just, like, yeah, do some rearranging, because, like, most of my things, like, were, like, in a bunch of boxes on the balcony. And so today I brought it all in, managed to get rid of, like, a bunch of shit, as well as arrange all my books nicely, and I'm really happy with what I see now. And then I just kind of decided to do some artistic stuff. But, like, the artistic stuff is, like, how should I put it? So, artistic shit is basically the chain of thoughts that led me there. It's kind of like every time there's, like, autumn coming in, it's like every damn autumn, my brain just goes, ideas. I don't know how the fuck it works. I don't know what provokes it, but genuinely. So, I was kind of thinking about, like, what should I do that would be interesting? And my brain was like, oh, but, like, do you remember that we can, like, get a grant, like, in here if we do, like, a business plan and, like, open up stuff? And I'm like, well, opening up, like, a small cafe that's gonna be, like, witchy-themed with some geeky shit, like, looking like a fucking tavern might work. Like, selling some, like, crystals and teas and, like, tarot cards or oracle cards and, like, some fancy, like, you know, anime stuff or, like, you know, some small things like that. And I was like, that might work. And then I was like, wait, yeah, and that, like, it would be nice to have kind of, like, well, besides own logos and stuff, like, have, like, own postcards. And, like, you know, send, like, you know, if a customer buys a postcard, then, like, the cafe is the one to send it anywhere the buyer wants. So they are the ones to write a message on the postcard and just, like, you know, give any sort of fucking random address and it's gonna go there. And I'm like, that sounds cool. And I was like, wait, huh. I do not necessarily want to do a cafe. I mean, that's still a good idea, and I still one day want to, you know, be the owner of, like, really fancy, like, fantasy kind of, like, fantasy slash witchy cafe, but at this, like, at this moment in time, not in this fucking country. That's like, I don't feel like I want to do it here. You know, like, it's a yes and a no situation where I know that if I start doing it here, like, I'll have to remain here for, like, a period of time I'm not necessarily willing to. So yeah, and I was like, wait a damn minute, like, what can I do, like, with the, you know, the post stuff, like, cards, blah blah, what could be, like, really interesting? And so my brain farted an idea eventually, going, like, how about we, like, make postcards, like, and letters? Because, like, I here have, like, literally bunch of freaking, you know, cute postcards and, like, cute cards and, like, like snail mail, like, letter paper and whatnot and, like, art supplies. Like, why? And so I decided, like, oh, okay, so I have an idea. How about we make, like, cute cards with, like, my poetry in it that I did, or, like, some short stories that I wrote, or, like, an actual kind of, like, make, like, an actual letters from, like fantasy characters or something, and, like, arrange them all nice and like fantasy-ish. And to kind of like send it off, kind of like, or like kind of like make available to buy on Etsy, for example. And I'm like, that does not sound like a bad idea at all. So I just took out one of the cards and I just made the innards like filled with my poetry and just kind of like a A-OK try, like with some relevant stickers inside of it and kind of like the vibe to it. So I'm like, it's not too bad actually. So I'm like, I'm digging it. And then I went along with the idea of like making a letter. And because like at first my idea of letters was basically maybe I should make like random letters from like the characters from my book Parallels, for example, because I've got like a bunch of like creepy like or quite fun characters in Parallels, and like with how each of them has their own personality and like issues, they have a way of like transferring information. No, it's actually more of like way of speaking, because some are more sassy, some are more kind of sarcastic, some are just like down to earth, like realistic. Some are just fucking obsessive to shit and they literally like feel like fucking stalker and stuff. So I'm like, that, like, well, thinking back to characters from Parallels, like, some of y'all, like, one of them characters is a total 100% freaking, you know, it's not a play, like, okay, playboy, but he's such a bitch. Like, he just, he's one of them, like, characters that sleeps around so much it's ridiculous. Until he got settled. But even then, I've got no fucking clue how. I mean, I wrote the character, but I have no idea how would anyone with a sane fucking head dare to even, like, try and live with this kind of person? Like, why would you damage yourself? Why would you do this to yourself? Why? I mean, yeah, he hot, but, like, damn it. Jesus. Anyhow. So I decided to kind of, like, think about what kind of letters, like, would be done. And eventually, kind of, like, I thought that, hey, maybe there could be, like, an option of, like, letters from. And, like, letters from, like, all sorts of, like, fantasy characters, sort of. Or, like, imaginary characters. And I'm like, something with, like, a certain, like, fantasy or, like, aesthetic, some sort of, like, that. And I just went along and I actually wrote a letter. Now, the only thing I'm waiting for is the piece of paper that I had to prepare for the letter because, well, it's kind of like a fantasy themed and needs to look the part. So yeah. And then I like got a bunch of like flowers and whatnot, and right now they're like drying in between the books, so that's gonna be the part of it, because I kind of thought that just the letter itself, yeah, cool, but like some little bits to it that actually add up to the whole kind of like the story within the letter and kind of like the vibe of it would be like, well, it's kind of like well met. But yeah, I thought it like, why the fuck not? So I'm thinking that within the next kind of like few days, I'll prepare some cards and some letters. Like, put it out on Etsy and see if people will dig that shit. Because, like, to be honest, like, I have been obsessed with, like, making letters, writing letters. For a long period of time, I had a few pen pals and I wrote letters to, like, different people. And I truly love, like, creating, like, a parcel or, like, a letter, like a package, and sending it to someone. I genuinely like maybe put a bit too much, maybe. But like, to me, it doesn't seem a lot. Like, it's, for some people, it's like, what the fuck are you doing? like, just like, you know, the thought itself that somebody like prepared for you like a proper letter, kind of like that, just, you know, with all the thoughts about you, you know, with like prep work and that, and like this little things, like, you know, like stamps, like, you know, not the stamps that you get, like ink stamp, no, like, you know, backs, stamps and stuff like that. Like, why not? It's like, it's cool shit. Like, let's do this. And yeah, that's what I'm like willing to do and kind of like create and like see if people dig that and wish to receive letters from like fantasy characters and be drawn into this situation ship with the characters that write the letter, because I think that most of the letters are going to be I mean, each one of them is going to be absolutely different, not to mention they're all going to be handwritten. So yeah, the amount of work I wish to do with those, God. But at the same time, I really enjoy that. Not to mention that I have 2 to 3 different kinds of like handwriting as I go. So some of them can be more fancy looking. Some of them can be more kind of like easy looking. And that's why I think that I can execute all of that. Crazy in there. So yeah. And also like small kind of like little things, fantasy related, added up to it. Like, why the fuck not? I mean, it's pretty cool. And not to mention I'm a fucking writer, bro. Making cool stories or in like randomly just drawing in person for some random kind of like thought experiment and like for a few minutes there to feel like you're a part of something like unrealistic and magical. Why not? So yeah, that's how this idea dawned on me, and I was like, yeah, let's just try doing that. So so if the people eventually see this parchment paper on Etsy with some fancy words and stuff, like, yeah, can go for it. I think I might actually add like option of just like maybe like random letters, or like letting people add the comments of like what kind of like situation they would like with this, like, you know, character from whom I'm writing and stuff. So we'll see. But genuinely for now it's gonna be like just, yeah, some cards and letters with some fancy stuff. Yeah, I'm okay. That's what she said. But yeah, like having some new ideas is always fun and genuinely nice to have. So yeah, not to mention I like writing and I like artsy stuff when it comes to stationery, so I can go full out blast with this shit. Fuck yeah. Yeah. So I shared my part. Like, willing to know how you're doing. I hope you're also, like, warming up. Having warmed, like, a bunch of tea for your health. Like, meds by your side, just in case. Did you take your meds today, by the way? Because I did take mine. And, yeah. Don't allow toxic people mess around with your life. Kick him out. Dump his ass. Take care of yourself, and don't forget that there's someone out there that loves you, and maybe that's me. So, love you a lot. See ya.